your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, going back just a few months, it's very interesting to hark back to this because it was a big win for the people of Cairns. Remember when a lady rang in and said, oh, I've just been down to the tip and I just wanted to pay for whatever it was. I think it was dropping off a mattress or something. And they said, no, well, give us your credit card. Oh, no, I want to pay cash. No, we don't accept cash. We don't accept cash. This is a council tip. We don't accept cash. Really? When did this start? Oh, look, you should have heard about it. The word got around, we thought. And well, didn't that explode as an issue? And not only were the people not approached about this particular change, they were very resentful of it. Not just the secrecy of it, how it all went about. Councillors said, no, it wasn't anything to do with us. It was council officers and... Suddenly, the cavalry arrived on the scene, led by one Frankie Hogan. Gee, she was magnificent. So it's a wonderful story of the people saying, no, you work for us at the council. Anyway, they retracted and they backed off and we thought that was the end of it. It's not the end of it at all. There's going to be more and more of this happening, sadly, for those people who are much more comfortable with cash or whatever. Now, here's another introduction to this imbroglio. What we've got here in this article from the Cairns Post yesterday reads, small businesses in Queensland are considering going cashless, not to meet rising consumer demand or reduce labour costs, but to protect their staff. Coffee franchise Annie's, which runs five cafes across North Queensland, including one in Cairns City and one in Smithfield, is one such business transitioning to a cashless model. Owner Annie Nguyen told the ABC the decision came after a break-in which involved property being vandalised in a space shared with young team members. Despite a drastic drop in cash transactions post-pandemic, other small businesses targeted by criminal activity fear that axing cash altogether would lead to a drop in customers. So it's quite a challenge sorting a way through this. Now, Tribe Coffee Company owner, this is Mark Huddingham's Ascot store in Brisbane, for example, was allegedly robbed at gunpoint, group of teenagers. In July, police alleged the teens targeted the cafe as their third stop on a 12-hour crime spree. They're everywhere, these little grubs, threatening a female employee with a rifle and pistol while she was opening the store at 6 in the morning. The employee refused the youth's demands to open the cafe and they instead stole her bag and fled the scene, etc. But Mr. Hardingham, this is Tribe Coffee Company, Mr. Hardingham, who owns two other cafes in Brisbane, said female employees had asked not to work at the Ascot site since the alleged incident. See, this is what people are saying. This is the only way to protect ourselves. You know, if the sweets aren't there, meaning the cash isn't there to be attractive to these creeps, we won't be facing so much danger. Is that the answer, really? I mean, for a start, we've got this situation where, the police commissioned the other day, police watch houses, they're not a place for children. These children are often now carrying knives. They're not just children. These are people with ill intent, very dangerous intent, possibly murderous intent. So to the viewer out there, this ocean of victims, they're not children first, they're criminal first, children second. So a whole lot of people obviously reacted to what the commissioner said about, oh, no, we can't have children being locked up after they leave the children's court. Really? Ask the victims out here. And it was interesting hearing the boss of the police union say, no, do the crime, do the time, because we've got to find protection for particularly vulnerable people. I had a lady come to me yesterday in the city. She said, John, I'm not going to go out anymore. I'm a prisoner in my own home. Because we're hearing so much about these confrontations and now, of course, these children carrying knives, they're as young as 10 and certainly 13 and 14 and 15 often carrying knives. So not only the potential to be held up for your bag and even at the when you go to the grocery shop, they come and grab the stuff out of your grocery bag or whatever or your trolley. But now there's these children with knives, there's children in stolen cars. I'm just not game, she said to me yesterday, to leave my home unless I really have to. So I think it's just awful what's, not only what's happening, what's being allowed to happen by the people we trust to protect us against this tidal wave of juvenile crime. So there's an example of what we've got to face. Now, of course, with this cashless society thing gaining head of steam, we've also got the situation where people also have to adjust and they don't want to, not just because they're getting on in years, it's just because they're comfortable with it. So we want to have a look at this. I've got Frankie on the line, actually. I thought she did a wonderful job of leading the cavalry into the council chambers that day and winning the day against the odds. She's with me on the line. Frankie Hogan, good morning. And once again, congratulations on that effort.
Oh, thanks very much, John. It wasn't just me. It was all the other businesses and all the people who were actually involved in it and who had the passion to actually do something about it and support myself and Birgit from the Pancake Parlour who had it online as well. So I'm just grateful for all those people, really, because you've got to get the community behind these things. Otherwise, we're just going to fall into a quagmire with an international New World Order controlling the whole banking system. And I'm afraid that that's what it's about. Let's face it, too, with regards to businesses, John, it's convenient. I understand it's convenient for them. They don't have to count the money up every day. They don't have to go to the bank. I get it, really, I do. But, however, most of us know about this new digital banking system that's coming worldwide. And it means that we are no longer going to have control over our own lives and our money. And this is very dangerous for our society. This is why we have to stand up and stop it. Now, with regards to this criminal activity that's going on, why aren't the police and the judiciary and the government really doing something about it? Is it really all because they do want a different system to come in and keeping crime happening and not doing anything about these kids? Well, yes. It's going to continue to happen, and then more people are going to, businesses are going to say, no, we're not going to have cash anymore. Then our choice to pay for something is going to go out the window. So I guess in the end, we have to make a choice that we're not going to support businesses that don't support us with choice. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a plot as such, this allowing crime or virtually encouraging crime to get worse because there's no consequences for the children involved in it particularly or the criminals involved in it particularly. But there is this woke sensitivity that's out there. Oh, no, the poor children. Oh, that poor understood young man or woman that attacked that elderly person, Salterbag. This is the thing that infuriates people, but I don't really think it's a community-wide plot or a government-led plot or whatever. But this woke madness has become an illness that's now become community-wide. It's all about, oh, people must see me as sensitive and caring. Be sensitive in caring about the victims. Be sensitive in caring about the vulnerable, the elderly, the handicapped, whatever. But don't be sensitive and caring about the worst people out there who are preying on the most vulnerable.
Yeah, well, the government, the Queensland government, has to change the laws. And it's only them, their laws, that can get these kids into out of our society into not a jail, but a place up on the tableland somewhere, like a Thetford.
Yes,
that's what, and they need to go and go be around animal husbandry. They need to go to have a school system up there. They need to grow vegetables, learn to cook, do all the things that normal people do in their lives. Quite honestly,
yes.
So. And a prison in Cairns is not the way to go. They need to get these kids away to sort themselves out, you know, because it'll be generational problems. It won't be just them, it'll be their family members. And so, yeah, it's not an easy problem to solve. And I know there's a lot of people working on it, but we the public now have to accept the the consequences with no help from the police often, because they don't often turn up for hours and hours on end.
Because they're hopelessly understaffed, sadly, which is another one of our problems. But even just simple things like, you know, a visit to the bank these days. People say, oh, you get down there and the queue's a mile long. Why? Because so many of the things that they used to have bank branches in their smaller towns. They used to have access to holes in the wall all over the place. They're disappearing. So once again, you've got people who, not necessarily getting into their elderly years, just people that generally were used to going about their business the way they were brought up. They can't do that anymore, and they seem helpless in the face of these dramatic changes that just sneak in almost through the night, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. They sure do. Well, I've changed my bank now, so I go to Queensland Country, and that's one of the best banks in Cairns, as well as the Cairns Bank. And you can go in there. There's no lines, and they have fantastic service. So I just changed my bank too. So that's what we, in the end, John, it's all about choice.
Yes.
We close our accounts down with the banks. We don't go to Annie's Coffee to buy her coffee. There's lovely other places. There's beautiful places around Cairns to get different coffee.
Yes.
And, you know, Annie, as lovely as she may be, on her website, she says that, can I quote this?
Yeah.
Annie soon realised that it wasn't just a delicious coffee that everyone came back for.
Mm.
From the personalised cup to the care and love that went into creating each coffee, Annie had the time to create a memorable experience for every guest.
Mm.
She believed in creating human connections and building relationships with her community,
yes,
and quickly realised that she could provide a piece of happiness that went beyond coffee.
Well, now she's
not presenting any happiness, is she?
Because
people are not happy.
Exactly. Just back to the banks. I'm interested in what you said about Queensland Country Bank and the Cairns. Cairns Bank, is that the old Penny Bank, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just the Cairns Bank now. Okay.
Yeah, Cairns. They have the best service.
Okay.
They're incredible. They're incredible banks.
Mm.
I love them both. They're fantastic people.
Gee, that's important.
So if everyone starts closing down their bank accounts with this other lot, then go to these banks because they are local banks, and the Queensland Country Bank was started in the mining with the mining industry up north.
Okay.
So it's a real local bank, you know? So everybody's got to realise, don't go anywhere where they are going to demand you pay on your credit card, and they won't give us a choice to pay cash.
There you go.
We can just, businesses will close down, and they will see the light at the end of the tunnel when we come back to them, when they change their attitude and bring cash back to their businesses.
Once again, Frankie, you're all about common sense. I bet you never ever dreamed, in your wildest dreams, actually, that you would become a community leader. But you have people listen to you now and say, "This is so down to earth. This is so common sense." Like with the cashless society down at the tip, you turned the whole view around. Well, you even turned the view of the councillors around almost overnight. So I bet you never imagined you could be so influential.
I know. Well, you know, let's face it, Councillor Brett Olds, boy, did he do his bit. And I was on his coattails, really.
Yes.
But, But you know, we've got to watch what the council does, because now we've got the fishing problem on the Esplanade,
yes,
which you had Billy on the other day.
Yep.
So Billy knows all about that, and they had a meeting about that fishing. So they're trying to stop all these things. And you might say they're a conspiracy or a plot. They're not, John. It's a bigger thing. It's a worldwide issue here that's going on.
Mm.
And it's a lot of people that know about it, and that's why they're paying cash now, because they realise that their lives are going to be sunk at the bottom of the ocean if we can't have cash to pay for things and have control over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frankie, you're teaching us all how to dig our heels in, so you're to be congratulated, because you lift people's spirits when you do that, and that's really important. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks very much, John. Have a great day.
Thank you, Frankie. Isn't she a dream? That's Frankie Hogan. And she's an inspiration to every one of us. Dig your heels in and say no.